portion. Why in this week portion? We have story of Aaron die, Miriam die, and Moses commit the crime of his life, which doesn't seem to be a crime, but it is a crime. Because he hit the rock instead of talking to the rock. What is happening here? So all the commentary, there is pages of pages of pages of commentary just on this subject of the red heifer. And they're going, not red heifer, I'm sorry, the hitting the rock. You see, all the commentary, there is 10 commentary who talk about it in the same time. And the 11 commentary, one of my favorite commentary, his name is Or HaChaim. I think I took you there. It's down the Mount of Olive, down. I told you that's one of my favorite person. They call him the light of life. Or in his name, Rabbi Chaim ben Atar, which the Baal Shem Tov say that he was the Messiah. Baal Shem Tov sign, that's the Messiah. That's actually the Messiah. If you want to know where he's buried, down the Mount of Olive. Why do you call him the Messiah? Now we're going to understand. So basically, God said to Moses, take the staff, gather the people, you and your brother Aaron, talk to the rock, and make sure the water come from the rock. That's it. That's the command. Let's see what Moses does. Moses took the staff. So far, so good. He took the staff. Like he told them. Then he gathered the people in front of the rock, their rock. And then he told them, listen, you rebel. It's from this rock I can get you water. We will get you water. Then Moses lift his staff, hit the rock 2 times, and it was enough water for everybody, and everybody was happy. Next verse, verse 12, God is speaking to Moses and Aaron. I see that you didn't believe in me to make me holy in front of your people, the Israelites. That's why you will never bring them into the land of Israel that I gave you. That's it. And then it's the end. Now, seem like he told them take the staff. Did them talk to leave the staff here and talk to the rock. Take the staff. Why take the staff? So I'll go real fast because of the time. Rashi, famous commentary, said, why, what was the punishment? It's a simple, God asked him to talk, he hit. One explanation. Another commentary, Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, because he hit it twice. I'm going really fast. Third explanation, also said, he hit it twice. He should hit it one, it will be okay. Fourth explanation, it's a, why he didn't sing a song for the rock like he did after that. Fifth explanation, this is all famous Kabbalists, like, I'm going really fast. Fifth explanation is because he talked to them and not nice. He said, listen, you rebel. You can never talk to other people to call them a rebel, even if they behave in a bad way. Sixth explanation, Rambam, famous, he get angry with them. He was too meticulous. And they start having doubts, maybe God is angry with them because he represented God. That's the bad news for a leader. So a leader cannot get angry with a person because then he thinks that really he hates him. That's when God hates him. That's a problem. Seven explanations, Rabbeinu Hananel, and Rambam agree with him. He'd say, we will get you water. He didn't say, God will get you water. We, Moses and Aaron. So that's a problem too. And then that's why God tell him, you don't believe in me, you have to say you. Eight explanation, Rabbi Yehuda Kohen say, okay, that the sin, everybody say what was the sin, just to let you know. And soon all of those explanations will go to the garbage with Rabbi Chaim ben Atar. That's how we open the conversation. Say, well, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because all those pages, he just explain why they're wrong. After explaining why they're wrong, then he give the reason. That's why I love about him. Chutzpah, go for it. You cannot say somebody's wrong from who lived 1,000 years from before you. Not allowed to do that, but he did. And everybody respected. Because he said, I'm going to become the lawyer of Moses. That's what he said. I'm going to prove to you that what really happened. I love that about him. I love. So he said, the mistake is Rabbi Moshe HaKohen. He say, he said to the people, do you think from this rock will get you water? He could say from any rock. Why you limited? Why you say this rock? Why you choose the rock? Let them choose. So they will be never doubting you and doubting God. He said, this specific rock. By the way, all of you should read it. It's all in English. You can find it all in English, please. Then Rabbi Elbo said that the meticulousness was about the day he said they will get water, like I said before. And the 10th explanation, it was argument between Moses and the people. They said, let's get the water from here. And Moses said, no, from here. That was the problem. So, you see, 10, Balagan, there is a big party. And we're talking about Moses' sin. So we better understand what he did wrong. What he did wrong. So, what?
Is the Tikkun Zohar saying about that portion?
There is, but it's very different. Because it doesn't go to, Tikkun Zohar never go to the story. You understand? There's no story. No, no deep. There's no rock. There's no stuff. There's no water. He's talking about like, our Malchut will give you water, which is Torah. It's nothing. Yeah. I'm gonna get them. Anyway, I don't know it by heart if that's the truth. So now, when Moses came, say Or HaChaim. Now let's make it short. Or HaChaim said, when Moses came to that mission, he knew God tell him the stuff. Take the stuff. He didn't know if God wanted him to hit with the stuff or to use it. It was names on the stuff, all kind of name on the stuff, 72 name, everything you'd give up, everything was there. It's like the scroll that we are supplying. One of the scrolls I'm supplying that I tell people wear it always in your wallet is a special scroll that what was written on the stuff. So it opened everything. So just by going with that, it opened though. So to hit with the stuff or just get closer to the rock. So he didn't know. He didn't know if to talk a lot or to talk a little bit. Talk to the rock. How long? And you cannot go back to God and say, excuse me, God, can we talk about getting, it's not like, what do you call it, Clubhouse? The thing when people are talking about nonsense all day long. I'm sorry for people who love Clubhouse. I mean, the headache, my God. Like, please, people. When you want to be a teacher, teach at the house first. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Clubhouse? There's like it's a place where everybody teach. Everybody teach, but please. Sorry to be judgmental, but train. I mean, I love you. I tried it for 20 times already. Don't talk a lot. So, and then the third doubt they didn't have, can they hit any rock they want or they have to hit the last rock where the water came from when Miriam was alive because Miriam just died. Remember, Miriam was talking about Moses. Aaron was talking about Moses. No coincidence. The week of Shut Up, two of them died. Be aware. So, the leader has to make a decision. And God gave him the way to make a decision. What he did, he talked and he hit at the same time. He was talking and he's hitting. And he went to the rock, which is where Miriam is to get the water from. Why did he do it? Moses was nervous. And that was his issue. That maybe if he's not going to be successful with the water, they're going to judge God. And instead of himself, it's called Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem meaning when you're making God's name empty. He said, I better do mistake as human that make people don't follow God. So his intention, as Rabbi Chaim Avital explained, was 100% pure how God and the people will connect. That's his mission. It's his life mission. Connect God to people. And that's what every teacher should do. But mistake took a place. And he was supposed to talk to the rock. And if he will talk to any rock they want, they will become a believer. If they become the believer, all the negativity will go away. And if their own negativity go away, all of them can go as a group to Israel. Why Moses and Aaron cannot go to Israel? Because Moses and Aaron were higher. They were in the highest level. If they're going to go to Israel, they come up with a high level. It's almost like holding a small candle when you're in the desert of Sahara or you're in Vegas in noon. The value of that candle is zero. There's no value. Moses and Aaron like the light of the sun in the desert of Vegas. So the people will be canceled. You understand? There will be no chance for them to exist when you go to Israel, because Israel is the center of the world of spirituality. Whatever happened there, happened in America. Whatever will happen there, happened in LA. You have no unity there, soon no unity here. Hatred, hatred. The same, they repeat it, the same thing. Whatever you watch in Israel is a movie 3 years before it happened here. So whatever you record the movie, expect it to happen. So what does that mean? It means that Moses and Aaron walking into Israel, the temple built by itself, angels coming down, peace in the world, everybody's happy. But that means that the energy, which is light of wisdom, remember, left column, come from Bina, Malchut, coming from Bina, it's a lot of light. You remember? Like, the first position of Malchut was directly from Bina. That's how it's supposed to be. But we cannot handle this type of light. You have to be tzaddik, righteous, or holy, or pure, or super spiritual, like Moses and Aaron. They can handle this type of light. The rest of people couldn't. This procedure that God asked them to do was to prepare the people so they can go together to Israel and everything is okay, live forever, everything is okay. But Moses and Aaron were more busy. What happened if we do a mistake and they will stop believing in God? That's where they came from. So they came from protection, but still, it came out wrong. So don't judge when you read this week Parsha. Don't judge Moses and Aaron like, and that's why you get very upset, Rabbi Chaim Elazar. We should read it. It's in English. You get very angry when people speak like this about Moses. That maybe he had ego, maybe this. We talk about Moses. It's not, you know what you're talking about. This person in 81 started to lead the people. In 81 years old. And he was 81 years old, was suspicious that he slept with another 250 women that were married. Last week, Porsche and Korach. I don't know if you know that. You look at the Midrash. When men come to him and say to him, you know why we're coming, Korach and the people? You slept with the 250 wife. Shame on you. Can you imagine? Chose to be a leader, and that's the beginning of your leadership. 81 years old. Who need that? You want to take vacation? Leave me alone. What kind of job is that? And you know the next 39 years of your life, you're going to be in the desert. You know that. You know that's what's going to happen. So why God have to mention their sin publicly? You should ask that question. Kabbalah asked that question. Why mention this song publicly? Why? And that's the gift of God to them. All the people in the desert, those of you who follow the story, has to die in the desert. Whoever came out of Egypt, I don't know if you know, they all died beside two people, Joshua and Caleb. You may think also Aaron and Moses died in the desert because they're not good. No, say God. They only die because of the sin of the rock. Do not put them in the same category of the rest of people who die because of the sin. That's the gift of God to Moses and Aaron. To show you how special they were. You understand that part? To show you how special they were, they die only because of hitting the rock. Not for other reason. Only for that reason. And killing them, okay? Bring their life to an end. I mean, they died when they were under 20. Bring their life to the end. I want you to know, Aaron died in a cave that God prepared for him. In the cave was menorah. Because every day he used to light the menorah in the tabernacle. God makes sure there's menorah. God makes sure there's a bed. God makes sure everything is perfect. And it says that after the people will love Aaron. Aaron was a peacemaker. The husband and wife fighting, they go to Aaron. Aaron was the friend you go to. Aaron was not a rabbi. He wasn't a rabbi. He was your friend. He was your spiritual friend. He said, what's going on? He said, I'm fighting with my wife. I can't stand her. He said, no, don't do it. That's Aaron. Let me tell you. I saw your wife yesterday in the marketplace. She talked to other three ladies about how much she loves you and how great you are. Did you know that? I said, no, she never told me. I said, yeah, you should know that. She don't. And then they come back together. And they say all the couples in Israel stay together because of Aaron. So for them, yes, he was high priest and rabbi and rabbi, but he went down to the people. He used to go to the tent and say, how are you? How are you doing? How is money? How is everything? He go down to the people. And that's why they say there is two righteous people. There is righteous people who live among the people with them, you know, play pool with them, play this with them, and he make them go spiritual. And there is righteous person who live on the mountain and people climb too. Aaron was the one who's down, talking to the people. So when he died, people were very angry. They thought maybe Moses was involved in it. They were angry, pissed. So God had to show him dead, coming out and in from the cave. The bed was coming in, coming out. And when people were come down and everybody's relaxed, and Moses was, his hand was like this because nobody should be suspicious of Moses, then God closed the cave. So you cannot find him. Close the cave, and he's there in the cave. Same with Moses, you cannot find who's buried. Same with Miriam, you cannot find. And everybody buried across of the Jordan River, Moses in the center, Miriam in the, between north to south, and Aaron and Orahar. So there is three column system from them. This is phenomenal for me. But you should never, ever, ever in your life judge Moses for a second for what he did. If you were there, he would do it for you. Moses was all love. So he wanted to make sure what would be for my people the best. I can sin, be punished, but they will do okay. I'm doing it. This is like the leader. That's the leader. And he was worried just that the name of God might be wrong by the conscience of people. Now, and for that reason, I'm going back to the first point. How much you love what you do. How much truly you love what you do. And I have to tell you that I meet all type of people. You know, lately it's more things opening up, restaurant opening up. You meet people, you talk. And there is a conversation among men that I don't find it fun. There is a thing among men, and it's got to stop, that men complain about the wife. Disease, I call it the disease of our universe. And what are you complaining about? So the other day I went to pray in one of the shulim on Pico. And there's a rabbi on the internet from Israel, happened to be there. He's very famous, like the most famous rabbi in the world right now that speak on the internet. See? And I was shocked that they asked him to say a few words on the way out. He said, okay, I will say a few words. I said, well, I will talk about relationship between men and women. That's all he talked. So it's written in the Talmud, Rabbi Chiya, very famous rabbi, and the wife. His wife considered the worst wife ever. And the old student asked him, how come you're happy? He said, I tell you, my mission was for her to make sure my kids will be kind and nice and good. She does that. The second thing is my goal was she prevent them from being bad. She does this. That's enough for me. I don't need more than that. And he explained that he should be jealous because he sees that the wife can be nice. She's to his kids. She does everything. She cooks for them. She takes care of them. She teaches them life. With him, she's nasty. So he looked like, you should look like, why not to me? And Rabbi Chiya didn't think like this. He said, my goal is spiritual. And if she does those two things, that's all what I want for my wife to do. And that's why I'm happy. We need to learn something from it, say the rabbi there. He said, if you have the right expectation or low expectation from a human being, another human being, you're always going to be happy. But when you expect from another human being to behave a certain way, you're always going to be upset and sad. This is a very important lesson for us. Going back to the subject again, doing things for love. Some people love to eat. Some people, I don't know, love sport. I'm not big on a gym or this. I love sport that there is human being there. Like, interaction, I don't know how to explain it. Basketball, tennis, anything, volleyball, everything go. There's human being that, I mean, being on a bicycle, I have to do it, I do it. I mean, this, that's why I have this, I have this on my, lately because I played tennis against 22 years old. I had to beat him, he was talking too much, I had to do it. I shouldn't do it, don't do it. If you are my age, please don't do it. Otherwise you will go, am I allowed to say it? It's wrong. I'm taking some pills Debbie recommended. I think it's okay. It's legal, no? I'll tell you. Yeah, it's a CBD. It's CBD. I'm allowed to say it. CBD, kosher soft gel, which, it's okay. It's kosher. Yeah, it's kosher. KO, it's kosher, yes. I want to make sure it's kosher. Okay, I'm sorry. Make sure, before I'm saying it, I'm looking at the box. We have to add it or not. All right. Yeah. No, it's a good thing. It's good advertising for you, what you do for people. Because I see all the time girls coming here and take these pills. I said to me, what's going on? Well, something I need to know about that you have in the house? I said, yeah, it's for people who have pain. So I have pain. I just get injured on Friday. I won, and I get injured. So do I love tennis? Do I love to eat? Do I love fun? Of course. This love has to be injected into spirituality. Spirituality has to be done by love. And if it's not done by love, you have to check your spirituality. I'm sorry to tell you, and I will end up with a story. There is a rabbi who arrived to the port, very, very famous rabbi, arrived to the port. Try to imagine he arrived to the port in LA. He arrived to the port with about 4 luggage. And next to the port, there is a motel that he stayed. The guy who carried those luggage arrived 6 hours later. And he see the rabbi sitting on the bed, waiting. He said, well, what took you so long? They told me the other city, that they sent me the best guy to work with me and make me some dinner, you know. He said, rabbi, I have to tell you, your luggage, it's so heavy. The rabbi said, you sure? I said, yes. He said, take luggage away from me and throw them to the ocean. I don't need them. So what happened, rabbi? He said, if my luggage is heavy for you, they are not my luggage. And the rabbi who tell the story went in the commentary to understand what is the rabbi meant by that. And that's what he said. He said, luggage represents your spiritual journey. If your spiritual journey makes you, it's so hard, but I'm still going to do it, it's so hard. That's not a spiritual journey. That's something else. Spiritual journey has to be excited, has to be happiness, has to be with love. If it's not with love and excitement, maybe it's something else, but it's not a spiritual journey. Because a lot of people believe they have to suffer to connect to God. No, no. Find the love direction. And I'm sorry this has become fresh and new to you. I said it a few times before, but today I'm saying it more clear based on Debbie's influence on me. Not the pills, I mean, Debbie's words with me. Whoever joined my words. It means that we need to find a love without our spirituality. And if you don't find that love, you're going to end up with those men who always complain about the wife. You're going to end up with those women who always complain about the husband. You're going to end up with those kids who always complain about the parents. You're going to end up with those parents who always complain about the kids. You're going to end up with the worker who always complain about the boss. This is not the way to go. Find love in your life. Find where you love, and then from their level, it will be good. Before I leave, I remind everybody that on Thursday, I have a webinar, am I saying it correctly, for half an hour. Everybody is welcome to listen. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. All the best.